Hi there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast. The classic English writer and poet Joseph Addison once said, "Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body." At DVUSD, we believe in that mantra, and that's why we encourage exercising the mind with reading early and often. For adults, it's easy to just pick up a book and start reading. For kids, the joy of reading starts when being read to by mom or dad. Children progress from board books to picture books to chapter books and series under different genres. All the while, educators monitor their progress and help them keep on track. So by the time they're in the third grade, that love for reading inspires them to read even more while also opening up avenues for imagination and critical thinking. That sounds pretty deep, doesn't it? Well, it is. There is a science to reading, which we'll learn about today on the Soup Scoop. I recently stopped by a West Wing school to talk to a few students who are Battle of the Books tested, but we'll hear from them in a few minutes. Let's hear from the experts, the teachers, and the specialists who make sure that, especially in kindergarten through second grade, the kids are on track with their reading.
I'm Jennifer Louie. I'm the Curriculum Instruction Assessment Specialist at the district for kindergarten through fifth grade.
My name is Christina Richitelli, and I'm the reading specialist here at West Wing.
I'm Nikki Eller, and I'm first grade.
I am Lindsay Trevsker, and I am one of the kindergarten teachers here at West Wing.
All right, let's start with what do I need to be a reading specialist, to be an expert in reading, versus just my regular college training that I might pick up at school? What things might you pick up that would be different than maybe another teacher or staff member?
So it actually takes a lot for the brain to be able to read. Reading is not something that came naturally to the brain, like walking or talking. So there's a lot of science behind it. We have to understand how the brain works. We go through different certifications, learning the different processes of the brain when it picks up reading, how I can teach children what children specifically need. We also get some training in different assessments and possibly things that maybe the child is not picking up reading, and we need to go further in assessing and finding out what may be the roadblocks when a student is reading. So there's definitely an additional endorsement that I have as a reading specialist. Other teachers in our district are going through another program called Letters, and they're getting a lot of the same brain research and what it takes for the brain to learn to read.
We obviously value reading in Deer Valley because it's the foundation of learning. So obviously the earlier the better. So what thoughts do you have maybe for parents or staff members who want to know more about reading, want to know about the interventions that we need to do with the little ones when they start off in their reading adventure?
When they first come into kindergarten, we are focusing a lot on just the letters and letter sounds, so getting that basic instruction. And then from there, we start working on a lot of the phonemic awareness pieces of putting those sounds together to form words. The direct instruction that is given in our classrooms is probably the biggest piece. They're not just sitting there and being told what to do. They are listening to us. We are modeling it and doing it with them. So we do an I do, we do, you do model with a lot of our direct instruction. And that is giving them a chance to see us model what the expectation is, what the skill is that we're teaching. We do it together, and then they have a chance to show us and do it on their own.
And then we carry it over into first grade, and we do the same things, but to a little bit higher level. So we do a lot of breaking words apart into syllables, pounding out each of the sounds, writing down what we hear. We use different tactile things from different screens or sandpaper or sand to get different modalities in there when we're learning, because all kids learn a little bit different. So we want to expose them to different ways to do the same skill to see which one works for which kids.
And one of the best things parents can do at home prior to a child coming to school is simply reading aloud with them and having conversations. We have to build that language piece with students before they get into a formalized schooling situation in order for us to pair up that word decoding and recognition to have the ultimate goal of reading comprehension, which is sometimes referenced as the simple view of reading in the science of reading. And that is a great thing that a parent can do at home to get our kids ready. And once they get to our schools in kindergarten, that's where our expertise and our specialists in our schools and the way our teachers are trained take that baton and create lifelong efficient and proficient readers.
So there's nothing wrong with, I remember as a kid, or an adult, my kids wanted me to read the same book every night. Is there a problem with that, or is that it's just the concept of getting them thinking about the words and interacting with the book?
Anytime a child is excited to read, that's an opportunity that a parent should definitely take advantage of. If they want to read the same books, that's where parents can be pointing to the words and the children will start recognizing the word. That's where we can have deeper comprehension, that we can tell story or ask questions and give answers about what's happening in the story and really cue in on those important details in the story so that students can see that we're also reading for meaning.
And there's actually research behind repeated readings, and so that is a value, and we definitely want to take advantage of that when it happens in the home.
Yeah, it also helps kids have gain confidence too. I mean, they're comfortable with what certain stories they're used to, and so when they keep doing the same ones, they become more confident in their skills.
We know research again shows about third grade, if you're behind, the curve actually raises exponentially. And so interventions are super important, especially first, second, third grade. Talk a little bit about maybe some of the interventions that we have in Deer Valley and maybe at your school to help the student get back on schedule with reading.
So we work in a three-tiered approach. So we have our Tier 1, which is our whole group instruction. Tier 2 is when children are serviced by the classroom teacher at grade level or any other learning gaps that they may need cemented. And then when they come down to Tier 3, that's where the reading specialist would come in, and I would be reteaching foundational skills that the children may not have prior to the classroom or just need that extra instruction. We're very data-driven, so we progress monitor using the DBLS program, and if students are making progress, great, I can continue to support that. If they're not, then because of my experience and all of my training, I have additional resources that I can continue to work with the children to make sure that they are making progress. We don't want children to not be able to read when they get to third grade, so I start reading groups in kindergarten to make sure that our students are making progress and making the appropriate progress. And if they haven't by kindergarten, I'm still working with them first grade, second grade. Luckily here at West Wing, we have myself and an additional reading specialist. So we have lots of support for our kids to make sure that they are making that appropriate progress and they are reading by third grade.
How important is it for a team like West Wing or any school and actually Deer Valley as a whole to be using the same reading principles, the same concepts? As you know, staff members move around, kids move around. How important is that curriculum to be have some continuity to it? Is that vital?
Very important. Luckily here at West Wing, a lot of our teams stay together for a long time. My kindergarten team and I have been together for 10 years. So once we have done our job in kindergarten and we move them to first grade, we know that that first grade team is going to be using the exact same curriculum and just extending on it. Same with first grade to second grade. So just that vertical alignment piece and us having that communication with the other teachers in the different grade levels is huge, because that is where we see our student success.
Yep. And one beauty of Deer Valley is that we do have a strong district specialist team that helps keep that curriculum consistent across all of our schools. And so we have a systematic, explicit vertical alignment as well, so that if a student's family should move within our district and choose another one of our schools, they slide right in without any problems. And they have the same experiences and opportunities at all of our schools. Thus, now we don't create any learning gaps with our students, which sometimes happen in the areas that do not have that process in place.
Yeah, and it's great to be on the same page, you know, your team, and you know if you reach out to other schools, they're on the same page as you. And so when we all get together and we meet, we can come up with good data and good ideas, and we can share them through our grade level as well as grade levels across the district.
Talk a little bit about our professional development system in Deer Valley. I think I would put it against anyone's in the state. And because of this continuous model of improvement and following the research and trying to be up to date what the latest is, in particular to reading, talk a little bit about if I'm a staff member and I want to know more, what do I do, where do I go, who do I talk to, maybe something like that, or maybe even as a parent, if I want to know more about reading, where would I go?
I think I agree with you with that. Professional development is top of the line here in Deer Valley, and we have a district team which includes myself and several other team members that provide communication with the state and with other vendors out there who are leading researchers in the science of reading, and we bring those to our Deer Valley teachers regularly and have them engage in those trainings so all Deer Valley teachers are up to date on the current research and strategies to best meet the needs of students. Additionally, that trickles down to the schools and what the schools offer through the reading specialists, teachers, and their communication. And many of our schools do have opportunities for parents to learn on their campuses through different events.
I think it's important that the parents are in contact with their teacher and they have a working relationship with their teacher, because when they know where their kid is at and maybe be struggling or enrichment, they can work together with the teacher who can provide lots of different examples, give them things to work on at home, different activities that will help their child to have a love for reading and continue to grow and progress.
Let's say our Friday PLC days are also a valuable time. We can meet together as teams. I can go in and support teams that might need extra assistance, or we're also getting PD on those Friday early release days. So those are crucial to what we do here.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the Soup Scoop podcast and your commitment to the science of reading. It's a foundational principle and concept for our district, and it makes a huge difference because the kids are on step. It will help them in all their other subjects. So thanks again for all the great work you do. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Now you have the science, the evidence, and the facts behind what makes a good reader. Now let's hear from some good readers, as I also had a chance to talk to some 5th grade and 8th grade students at West Wing who share how they progressed through the years.
I'm Lillian. I go to West Wing. I'm in 5th grade, and I love school.
I'm Adriana. I go to West Wing, and I've been at the school since 1st grade, and I'm in 5th grade.
I'm Kinley, and I've been here since kindergarten. I'm in 8th grade now.
And you love school as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All right, cool. This podcast is about reading and about the science of reading and really about starting reading young. So when did you start to get the concept of reading, and maybe tell us a little bit about you, what you like to do in the reading world?
I think I started learning about reading in, like, maybe kindergarten, 1st grade. We started to do, like, the syllable things with, like, our mouth and, like, tapping our fingers and sounding out words, stuff like that.
You obviously, maybe you have a big brother, big sister, or mom or dad or Uncle Louie that's read to you first. Tell me about that, when you started reading.
I started reading in, like, 1st grade because my mom, like, read to me books, and then I tried reading some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. When I was in 1st grade, my parents just read me books every night, and I started to read myself.
Did you ever ask to read the same book over and over?
Yeah.
Because my kids did that all the time. So we read this Green Eggs and Ham for the 14th time.
Oh, I read that book a lot.
Yeah, same.
I remember that book.
Yeah, that's a fun part. Someone mentioned that you were in the Battle of Books. Who's in that, or ever been in that, and what was what's kind of the theory behind that competition?
Me, Lillian, and Adriana are in Battle of the Books, and, like, you read books, and then you answer questions about them, and we won it.
What? You won it?
Yeah, we're going to districts.
Yeah, we're going to districts.
Nice. I'm excited. You're the school winners. All right. Neat. I used to coach Battle of the Books back when I was a teacher. It was big fun. Enjoyed it. Since you're the older student in our group here, talk a little bit about as you progressed reading. Tell us a little bit about the evolution of reading here at West Wing for you.
Well, we have this thing. It's called, like, I think it's like our reading level or something. It's like a number. And in the library, there's like certain spots. Like, you can only get these certain books. Like, that's in your reading level. So I think that's where, like, we're always so excited to, like, move up to a different level and get all the other books.
Lexile?
Yeah, Lexile.
Mm-hmm. Lexile score?
Your Lexile.
Yeah. And you can improve with reading as well. So what do you think are the secrets to improving your reading?
Like, reading every night before you go to bed or something. Because, like, the more you read, the better you get at it, I guess. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Definitely. My son was a voracious reader, would consume everything. And he's an eye doctor today. But he contends that all of that reading, he used to read series of books. You know, that reading helped him with all the tests and kind of the testing world that we live in, because there's big words in there that you have to learn to put in context and make it make sense. So any of you read any particular series? Are you into series yet, or are you not old enough yet to read? You like Goosebumps or anything like that, for example?
Not really.
Yeah, I sort of just read a bunch of different types of books, not really from a series.
How about you?
I don't really have like a certain series that I like.
Is there a genre you like? A little type of book? Mysteries? Crime? Sports? What kind of books do you guys like?
I kind of like mysteries sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Fantasy and sports.
Mm-hmm. I like mystery and fantasy.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your teachers and how they help you read.
In class, they teach you a bunch of different like types of ways for to like write sentences or like transitions or compound stuff. Like they teach you a bunch of new things to understand about it.
Do they teach you how to attack words you don't know?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
We would sound it out or like separate it into like different parts and put them all together.
That's how it's done. That's right. Yeah, because as you graduate into tougher and tougher books and eventually textbooks that are at the collegiate level, there's a lot of material in those, and obviously the internet has changed the game as well. There's so much information, and the only way you can consume that is obviously through reading. Mm-hmm. So it's so super important to be a good reader. So do you have any advice for the kindergartners back there in their first chair about reading and school? And maybe since you're the old-timers in the building, tell us what are you going to tell the kindergartner students?
I guess just like try your best, and if you don't understand a word, like try your best to sound it out and all those things, and if you don't get it, just ask the teacher.
Yeah, and like pay attention and try to understand what you're learning, because it helps you in a lot of stuff when you get older.
Yeah, and if your parents read to you, maybe try and sound out some easy words or something.
Yeah, or you can even grab, if you're a kindergartner, if you've got an older brother or sister, you can con them into reading them. Maybe give them some candy bars or something. They probably like candy. All right, well, thanks for your time. It's great to hear that reading is important to you. And it's obviously the secret to school. If you can be on step with reading, you get great books in the library at your Lexile level, and you can learn to read and strive to climb your score and get more access to tougher books. And then obviously that prepares you for life. And if you're thinking about furthering your education, you need to be able to read on step and be ready to understand our society, because that's how we are built, on information. It's all over the internet. We need to decipher good information, bad information. But if we don't understand the words, then we can't tell when something is true or not true. And so that's why reading is so important. All right, thank you for your time. You guys did a great job, and keep up the good work, and good luck at Battle of the Books.
Thank you.
From Battle of the Books champions to babies learning their first sounds, it is important to start reading to your child at an early age and to continue encouraging children to continue to read and explore new subjects and authors as they grow older. If you have a child under the age of 5 who is learning to read, you can get them started with the DUSD Big Kid Book Club. Your child will receive a free book every few months, and parents will receive advice on how to keep children interested in reading and improving their reading skills. Learn more or sign up today at dvusd.org/bookclub. That wraps up this episode of The Soup Scoop, and we will have a few more episodes coming your way before summer arrives. You can subscribe and follow our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Make sure you leave a comment after you subscribe and tell a friend about what you've learned on this show. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're up to date on all things DVUSD with The Soup Scoop Podcast.